A new study has found that alcohol companies are increasingly using social media to link sporting success with drinking. Social media is now a key player in selling alcohol, and the RMIT study says the industry times its posts to tie in with major sporting fixtures. The researchers claim the goal appears to be to merge drinking culture with sport culture. The alcohol industry defends its right to use social media to advertise and says it does so in a responsible way. Michael Edwards reports.
You're feeling thirsty?
Mate, I'm thirsty. As we said, I'll try to have a beer with everyone in the place.
Celebrating a big sporting victory with a drink or two is a part of Australian culture that is cherished by many. Just ask the cricket great Shane Warne.
OK, so what's the plan? Besides lots of drink and that, how long's that going to last? Just one night?
He wanted to make sure Australia's cricketers were going to celebrate in the time-honoured fashion after they won the World Cup.
Bit of a drink tonight too, Smitty. You're going to get thirsty as well? The boys are thirsty, they seem.
Even our Prime Ministers are in on it. Only a few years ago, Bob Hawke proved he still had it in many people's eyes by sculling a glass of beer at the cricket. And recently, vision emerged of Tony Abbott doing the same with an amateur AFL team in Sydney. And the link between drinking and sport is something that alcohol companies actively take advantage of when it comes to their marketing. And the next frontier that they're using is social media.
Social media is a really powerful platform for going beyond just passive recipients of communication messages to really be able to interact and engage.
Associate Professor Kate Westberg from RMIT is one of the authors of a new study detailing the use of social media to promote alcohol consumption. The study analysed Facebook, Twitter and YouTube content around the Australian Football League, National Rugby League and Australian Cricket 2013-2014 seasons. Brands such as Carlton Draft, Victoria Bitter, Wild Turkey, Jim Beam and Bundaberg Rum were among those examined. Researchers found that brands use a range of mediums such as smartphone apps, trivia and tipping competitions, celebrity endorsements, and promotional merchandise to engage with consumers and gain access to their extended social networks.
Well, we look specifically at how they're using sport-linked messages to interact with consumers. And from what we've observed, it does appear that there is a real sort of effort to immerse the brand as a natural or routinized part of the sport consumption experience.
The link between drinking and sport may be well established, but what concerns many is that social media is only making it stronger. Michael Thorne is the chief executive of FAIR, the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education.
Advertisers and the liquor industry are using social media to further sort of appropriate young drinkers in the promotion of their products and the sport.
Is this going to lead to more binge drinking in your view?
Well, it's certainly not going to stop it, that's for sure. It's an area which is unregulated and it's pretty well the Wild West at the moment, and something really needs to be done about it. You know, our concern is the way that the advertisers and the marketers are capitalising on massively changing viewing patterns and the use of social media in all sorts of forms.
The alcohol industry denies it's doing anything that is irresponsible. It says it has every right to use social media, but maintains it has strict guidelines on advertising that ensures it discourages binge drinking and underage consumption. Danita Warne is the chief executive of the Brewers Association, who is also a spokeswoman for the Alcohol Advertising Board.
There are opportunities for companies to advertise to their core market, and in most instances, adults are those who are interested in sport. Nevertheless, the companies need to ensure that they are complying with codes to ensure that there is no consideration of appeal to minors, or alternatively, that they are not linking success with their drinking.
And that's Danita Warne from the Brewers Association, ending Michael Edwards' report.